from the number one sports site in the world.
Yahoo! Welcome to the FC Yahoo Soccer Podcast.
FC Yahoo Premier League Season Preview Podcast. I'm Henry Bushnell, along with Shahan Ahmed and Alex Baker. Guys, Southampton is the club that, for the third straight year, has been a selling club. They've lost some of their top players after those players had really good seasons for them and fired them into a position in the table that not many thought they would reach. They finished sixth last year. I mean, I actually compiled some stats, and if you projected their last 18 games of the season out over a full 38-game season, they would have won the league. It was 82 or 83 points, Leicester at 81. They were outstanding over the second half of the year, but they've lost three really key players. And Shahan, I know you're somewhat worried about that.
Yeah, I mean, Sadio Mane, you know, Graziano Pelle, Victor Wanyama. Those are three key players. And then you throw in the fact that they've lost their manager, Ronald Koeman. If you want to know more about him, go to the Everton pod, because we're definitely talking too much about him there. I am a little concerned. I think that this squad's having a little bit too much turnover. You know, you're talking about a team that finished sixth, and that's not a joke in the Premier League by any means. And, you know, you said they were a selling squad the last 3 years. Southampton's academy has made them a selling team really as long as I can remember. Yep. They create talent, they sell it for a profit, and they're a really well-run club in that. Now, in terms of having Claude Puel come in, having a new manager come into the team, I just don't see how they're going to repeat what they did last year, especially since they've lost some key components. I mean, you look at Mane at Liverpool, he seems to be fitting in perfectly in this preseason, entering the season. He seems like an integral part of that team, possibly the best signing that they've come across. Pele in China, that's just a money bag grab, right? But still, he was a key player for them in what they did under Koeman. It's going to be a whole different look. Wanyama was, you know, on the wings, really, really special player for them. I'm not sure he's going to have the same impact at Tottenham, because that squad is already just chock full of talent. But when you look at they've just moved on too many players for me. I think they're going to drop.
Yeah, I agree. So I'm not going to give any Claude Puel takes, because I honestly don't know much about him. But I actually really like the business that they've done, because we'll talk about Mane on the Liverpool podcast. I agree, he's going to be outstanding for Liverpool. He wasn't a great fit at Southampton, I don't think. And same with, like, Pele wasn't even their best striker last year. Like, I'm pretty sure Shane Long was better than him. He was outstanding his first year, not so much last year. He's getting up there in years. I think he might be 30 now. And Wanyama, good but limited. Like, great tackler, great defensive force, not good on the ball. They brought in Pierre-Emile Højbjerg. I'm getting that pronunciation wrong, the last name. Young defensive midfielder from Bayern Munich who, when he played out on loan at other clubs, was really impressive. And I think for £12 million, a 20-year-old, that's a bargain. I'm really excited about him. And again, like Nathan Redmond, I think is actually a better fit than Mane was. I'm not saying he's better than Mane. Mane is still a more effective player. But considering that Mane is, a £36 million player, Redmond's an £11 million player, I think that's good value. And there are players there that I don't think Koeman got enough out of, like Dusan Tadic, who often found himself on the bench. I think he's a really good player. I just think their squad is really strong. You think about, like, Ryan Bertrand's a really good left back. Jose Font at center back. It's a strong team. Yeah, they might not finish sixth, but I think, like, seventh or eighth would still be a successful season for them, right?
Yeah, agreed. I mean, they look to me like a mid-table side, whether that be 10th, whether that be 12th, whether that be 8th. But I think they're definitely going to be in that bracket. I don't see them going much higher. I don't see them going much lower.
It's just such a well-run club. And really, you talked about their academy earlier. Like, they keep bringing players through. And whether it's to eventually contribute to the first team, like a guy like James Ward-Prowse, or to sell and, you know, get those, you know, those small chunks of change that you can then spend, which they have spent. You know, all this, they've sold the players, and they've reinvested in the squad, and that's why they've established themselves in this, I don't want to even call it mid-table. It's definitely above mid-table.
Oh, yeah, it's European place. I mean, you look at where they were. They were 3 points away from a Champions League spot.
Three points away from fourth place.
That's insane.
Yeah.
You know, they finished ahead of West Ham. And yeah. West Ham had, like, the most glorious season of all time, seemingly.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, clearly, this is a club that they consistently do find a way to defy expectations.
Last season,
and they didn't. They did better than expected. So, you know, as much as I say they look like a mid-table team, I won't be surprised if they pull another rabbit out of the hat.
For me, I think that they're in one of those transition years where I don't think they're going to be in a relegation scrap, but I think that they are going to fall into the bottom half of the table. I just think that, you know, with the extra games in Europe too, and that's going to definitely play into it. The extra travel,
yeah.
The fact that they have moved on so many key players, it's going to extend their squad. They're going to go into those academy players more. It's going to be great in the long term to develop them because I think they are good enough to stay in the Premier League. But I think that for this season alone, I just think they're going to drop into that second half of the table because the exhaustion catches up. The Premier League never relents. You don't get a winter break. It just it keeps on going and going. And the Europa League is really tiring competition.
I agree. That is a worry. But at the same time, like, they were in transition when Pochettino came in and replaced Adkins. They were in transition when he left for Spurs and Koeman came in. I don't see any reason why. I think the club is built to withstand, you know, the troubles that might come along with these transitions and continue doing what they've been doing.
Well, we'll find out, Henry.
We will. So that's all we got for Southampton. For Shahan Ahmed, for Alex Baker, I'm Henry Wishnell. Make sure to check out all our season previews at sports.yahoo.com/soccer and the FC Yahoo blog. Thanks for listening.